You're on Texas Standard Time.
Missing documents, computer glitches, shoddy technical support. Yes, it's standardized testing season for Texas public school students. That's not really fair, but you have heard about those problems that plagued last spring's STAR test. STAR, the assessments that students in Texas public schools take. By any yardstick, it was a disaster that the Texas Education Agency laid squarely at the feet of the new testing company, ETS. That's the firm that took over administration of the exam from Pearson. The agency fined ETS over $5 million and asked the company to invest another $15 million to address all the problems. Well, this week, another testing round begins, both for school kids and the company. Will schools see the same problems this year than they did a year ago? Dr. Greg Smith sure hopes not. He's the superintendent of Clear Creek Independent School District near Houston. Dr. Smith, welcome to The Standard.
Thank you, David. It's great to be with you today.
Tell us a little bit about some of the issues that Clear Creek ISD experienced during the last round of STAR testing.
Yes, last year was quite eventful. We did have students who were taking online tests that were in the midst of it, and then all of a sudden the information would disappear from the screen. Students not knowing whether they had actually had submitted their responses or not, and it took several days to determine whether or not the information was received, if the information was even scored.
Let's just address that issue there. There's inconvenience, clearly, and obviously confusion on test day. But did it create long-term problems for the children and the teachers, parents in your district?
It did not, primarily because we pretty much set the stage to, with our parents and students to remind them that this is an assessment. It is not going to be something that will be used to define you. What you do between when you enter our school in kindergarten and when you graduate is much more important than one standardized test.
That's a wonderful message, but I think a lot of students and parents feel a whole lot of pressure right now. Hearing that you have a testing regime that is glitchy only ramps that up.
No doubt. There's students who are coming to school nauseous. They're excited, worried. So it's a big day for them, no doubt about it. But we understand that ETS has put in over $20 million in changes.
Right.
And they are prepared to try to minimize the number of problems that they would have this year compared to the 14,000 that were identified last year.
You mentioned the $20 million that's been pumped into fixing things. A little less than a year ago, it was you and other school superintendents writing a letter to the TEA commissioner saying that there's a lack of confidence in the entire testing system. I think that was actually a quote from the letter. Do you feel more confident? I mean, $20 million is a lot of money, but what gives you any sense that, in fact, things are going to be better this go-round?
Well, I think we have some reasonable assurances from the Commissioner of Education. I would have to say that my job is to make sure that we're prepared for the worst and hope for the best.
What would be a best-case scenario here? Just going back to the pre-ETS days? Is that what you're looking for?
Well, those were problematic as well. So I would have to say that the best would be no glitches. I think that there's just this whole innate feeling within many school districts that the high-stakes assessment and the people that are distributing it are not bearing in mind what the users are going through, and that's the students. So having a third grader or fourth grader sitting down for 4 hours at a time doing an assessment's pretty difficult task.
You going to know whether this is a success or a bust by the end of this week, or you have
to wait a while? We will. So far, it's going well. I mean, we've got the right boxes in the right schools at the right time, so we're
That's
hopeful.
A good start.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Dr. Greg Smith is the superintendent of Clear Creek Independent School District located southeast of Houston. Well, best wishes for a smooth and successful week of testing there in Clear Creek, Dr. Smith.
Thank you, David. Have a great day.